I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I woke up this morning, got myself a gun. Mama always said I'd be the chosen one.
Our youth, they're our most precious treasure. And we made it a priority to go after the villains and the terrorists and gangbangers that are targeting our kids. And what we did was we utilized intelligence-driven operations. We took 1,500 employees from the FBI in D.C. and put them in the field permanently, working with our state and local law enforcement partners. And we went after the worst of the worst. And those stats, while those stats are meaningful, and those stats are truly historic, just think about the 7,200 kids that we found that got to go home. Mm-hmm. Just think about the 3,400, actually, when you take the numbers for this year, we're at 3,400 child predators and traffickers arrested. That's up 99% from the best year Biden ever had. That means kids are being protected at levels that are simply unheard of. And that means this FBI, here's another thing. We didn't just do the physical work on the streets. We went to the cyber community and we dismantled 3 million pedophile accounts off the Tor network, where these predators prey on our children and think they can hide from this FBI. They can't.
They can't, they won't, and we will rescue those children. But it will be too late for many of them. Larry Connors here for Larry Connors USA. Jamie has a day off, so I'm honored to be filling in for this time slot for you. If you miss any part of this program, it will be rebroadcast this evening during my normal time from 6 to 8. By the way, congratulations to Jamie and to Vic and Ken from the Vic Porcelli Show. All three of them winning awards this last weekend at the Missouri Broadcasters Association. Way to go, guys. We'll celebrate with a drink at some point. What Kash Patel was talking about is what has troubled me from the beginning with the open borders that Joe Biden created. And I've raised the question repeatedly. Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening? Think of the children that were brought into this country under guise of being, quote, with their parents. Some were, unknown number not. And then later when we started doing biometric checks on them, finding out they had no relation to the child they were bringing across. Then children were just being sent to the border with a note in their pocket. Call this number. It's a relative. They'll take me in. And I raised the question repeatedly to Joe Biden and everyone around him that allowed this. How do you sleep at night not knowing what these children are going through? Into some pedophile den to be abused, tortured, repeatedly until death. It's a sobering thought, is it not? And there's still those kids out there right now undergoing that, that came into the country illegally. Yes, we have pedophilia in the nation without the illegals. Yes, we have children being subjected to those things without counting illegals. But the simply open the border, and the only cry we heard from the Democrats is, well, you're locking the kids in cages with the parents or without their parents, when Trump was first in office, using the same facilities that Obama had used when he was president. Obama, Bill, and Hillary Clinton have acknowledged, we are a nation of immigrants, but we're a nation of laws. Joe Biden threw all of that out. That is the progressive left trying to ruin our country. And we have to raise questions as to how far they're reaching at this point. So welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA, here on June 8, 2026, where you get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You will leave each hour with more knowledge than you have when we begin that hour. That is a guarantee. And later we're going to be joined by Brianna Flowers. She is with Under Law, with information you should know regarding personal injury cases. Now, I'll point out to you again, Under Law, O-N-D-E-R, is a sponsor of Larry Connors USA and for Newstalk STL. I don't try to hide that from you, but they're still experts in what they do. And they'll have some useful information for you and your family coming up in the next segment. In the meantime, we continue to fight the fraud that is existing in this country, basically not only created and endorsed, but applauded by the left. Louisiana Congressman Clay.
Part of my research, which will very soon be revealed next week, they've rescued so far 35,000 tender-age kids. How you like that? Now, according to Ms. Hopper's research, which I find fascinating, everybody up here should, 70% of the documentation turned in by so-called sponsors, which were lined up by who? The NGOs. Through who? Primarily HHS. It was a pipeline, man. We fed a pipeline of tender-age children into sex trafficking and slave labor into our country. We're finding these kids. We're tracking this fraudulent documents. You're right, Ms. Hopper. So be advised. We are building out case files, criminal case files. We're interviewing these 35,000 kids, and we're finding out exactly what the hell happened, how they ended up in the nightmare where they were, and we're rescuing more. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. We're going to identify these children. We're locating these children. We're rescuing these children. And we're building out criminal files based upon the testimony of these young teenagers and the documentation of fraudulent vetting.
And again, this was all because of the Joe Biden open border policy. And where is the Democrat? Where is a Democrat standing up and saying, I want to defend these children, track down where they've been shipped off to and save them if we still can? You don't hear that remark being stated, maybe whispered. And not all Democrats would abide by what's happened, but they're too afraid to speak out. They're afraid to speak the truth in our nation because they're afraid the party will abandon them. Your party's already abandoned you. Then you've got all the other fraud that's been happening. You got Minnesota, you got the fraud in California, you got autistic centers, and then you got fraud involving visas.
One former official tells Newsweek that up to 90% of applications, 90% from India, contain fraudulent documents or involve unqualified applicants. And finance law enforcement in India claim it has uncovered a network of universities that produce fake degrees, which were possibly used to obtain these high-skilled H-1B visas, including one school which allegedly stole over 36,000 fake degrees, sold, I should say. It cost as little as $1,400 for one of those. And while these are supposed to be high-skilled employees, during almost all of Biden's time in office, 83% got junior or entry-level positions. And now Texas is taking action, cracking down on those abusing the program.
Well, at least they're trying to crack down on it. The program is good at its essence. But if we're getting people in that are really not qualified as they claim they are, that's fraud. And of course, the Democrats don't care about the fraud because it means more in the country that would probably vote their way. And we know that. The facts are there. Let me give you this survey report from the New Jersey Republican Party and the Republican National Committee. I want you to understand, yes, it's coming from those sources. I don't try to hide a source from you. But the New Jersey Republican Party, New Jersey, a key blue state, they have found that on the voter rolls for years, and some even voted in prior elections, were non-citizens. They did a voter roll check of 21 counties, found numerous instances of non-citizens seeking naturalization, asking to be removed from voter rolls, claiming they were unknowingly registered to vote. And yet, look what happened. They were unknowingly registered as Democrats. Well, looky there. Surprise, 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 right? Now, again, non-citizens cannot vote in state or federal elections. But if they can vote in the local elections, how much impact do you think they can have in your state? Why would anyone want someone who is not a citizen voting unless you want to have fraud? The Save America vote the other day. Four GOP senators voted against the motion to add the Save America Act to that $70 billion budget reconciliation package. You want the names? Oh, I got the names. And their supposed excuse. North Carolina, Republican, and I say it with a distaste in my mouth, Tom Tillis, Republican Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, Republican of Maine, Susan Collins, Republican of Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, all voting against a motion to waive all budgetary procedural objections to get the Save America Act that would have been offered by Senator Lindsey Graham. What was that amendment going to do? It was going to require people show documented proof of citizenship when registering to vote, show identification when voting. So with the help of these four Republicans, it fell 12 votes short of the 60-vote threshold needed to adopt the package. Missouri Senator Hawley expressing his outrage against his fellow GOP fellow members. He said, voter ID requirements are commonplace in many states, broadly supported by the American public. And every survey has shown that. Independents are in favor of it. Many minority groups are in favor of it. But many Democrats will tell you, well, the blacks aren't smart enough to get a voter ID. Don't have any way to get there. Senator Hawley saying, it's absolute frustration. He said, we've been doing this in Missouri for years in our state, and it should be done across our nation. That voter ID is the most popular thing out there. The reason people want their elections to be safe and fair. And to me, you cannot explain to me why you wouldn't vote for voter ID. I just don't understand it. Well, of course, you look at the state of California, there's another perfect example, as they have extended still bringing in ballot boxes. And now suddenly it appears that the Republican in the race for the LA mayor's race in their so-called jungle primary is third, when he was not that close to the number one, Bass, the current mayor, but he was far away ahead of the next person, a progressive. But then suddenly the numbers change. You've heard the story. Figures don't lie, but liars figure. Well, why would some of these Republicans be against this? Collins at one point said she did support the Save America Act, but yet she didn't vote that way. Murkowski of Alaska, in an op-ed published in the Anchorage Daily News earlier this year, said, I support voter ID, but she opposed the Save America Act, saying, as drafted, it would disenfranchise many Alaskans. What? She claims that 20% of the Alaska population is not on the road system. What the hell does that have to do with voting? If you want to vote, you'll get on a road and you'll get there to vote, would you not? That's where we are in this country. And then, of course, as I pointed out in the previous hour, a new survey out claiming that as we prepare to celebrate America's 250th birthday, this YouGov government 250 national survey asking, is there any other country on earth you'd rather live in the U.S. than today? Live here? 55% said yes.
President Trump has been messaging to Iran and in Israel, stop the shooting.
I had to stop a country, very powerful, very dangerous country, from having a nuclear weapon because they'd use it. They'd blow up the world. They'd blow up the Middle East. They'd blow up Israel. They'd come here. They'd blow up Europe. They're nuts, okay? They're crazy people.
They are crazy people. And when he's talking about I had to stop a country, he's obviously talking about Iran. But there's something else involving Israel and the U.S. that the Pentagon says is an issue. I'll get to that later in this hour. But back to President Trump on dealing with Iran.
Why haven't they made a deal with you yet?
Because it's a very hard thing for them. They've had great independence. They've dealt with very weak and ineffective leadership on behalf of the United States and other countries, frankly, that allowed them to get away with murder. And I think they can't believe they're in the situation where they've been virtually decapitated.
But if they're so desperate, Mr. President, why haven't they said yes to
because
the terms you're
they're
proposing?
Strong, they're proud. There are things they never thought they'd be doing that they're going to have to do. They've got no choice. And it takes a little while. You know, you're talking about 47 years of getting away with whatever they wanted. I mean, this should have been done long ago. This should have been done by other presidents or other countries. It doesn't have to be us, other countries.
And again, he's talking about Iran and the regime. There's a survey by the Higher Education Policy Institute regarding the British public on key issues, including support for terrorist groups funded by Iran, such as Hamas. This British survey found that a larger portion of adult students than adults regard the Hamas attack on Israel, October 7, as justifiable. A lower percentage of students are likely to support Israel, compared to 50% who said the actions of Jerusalem were indefensible. Those migrants into those countries are changing the face of Europe. Coming up, some good legal advice for you. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL. Is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Yes, it is. Glad to be here in place of Jamie Allman today as he's taking some time off. Obviously polishing the latest award he got from the Missouri Broadcasters Association. Having his own three martini lunch, no doubt. Congratulations again, Jamie. My guest, and I always let you know this, when I have a guest that is also a sponsor, I never want to slide someone past you and not identify that we have a relationship with them. Underlaw sponsors Larry Connors USA and is a sponsor for Newstalk STL. But they are also an expert on providing information that could help you. We're joined now by Brianna Flowers. She is one of the personal injury lawyers at Under. Brianna, glad to have you on board with us.
Hi, Larry. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me today.
Well, you know, a lot of folks, of course, one of the things they get into, if it's a car accident, we're not even trying to describe who's to fault and who should be compensating the others at this point. What's your advice to someone once they're in any kind of accident?
Yeah, Larry, my biggest piece of advice for people who are in an accident is just to, you know, I know it's easy to make mistakes and panic when something happens. Adrenaline is high, and you may not be making clear, cognizant decisions. So I'm happy to talk a little bit about the do's and don'ts of what you should do when you are involved in a motor vehicle accident. First things first is, you know, making sure that everybody involved is safe, including yes. yourself, any passengers in the vehicle, and making sure everybody in your car is safe before checking the others involved in the collision as well. Even if injuries seem minor, always call 911 and request law enforcement. A police report can become vital and critical in the claim later on. And you only get really one chance to document what happens at the scene of a collision before the vehicles are towed away from the scene.
Now, when you call 911, you probably are going to say something, especially if you've been involved in it yourself, that might later surface in trial against you or in your support. What should you be saying or not saying?
Yeah, it is definitely a possibility. So always be very careful with what you say. Wait for police to respond to the scene of the collision before giving any information to the other driver. Avoid discussing what you think may have happened about the collision with the other driver, and really only speak with law enforcement. You know, things saying, you know, are you okay? Or if you need to check with somebody, if they need assistance, are always going to be okay to talk with the other people involved in the collision, but refrain from talking about what happened or what you think happened, or even apologizing for what happened, because that can be later used against you if a lawsuit has to be filed.
And, you know, generally the attitude among the states is that if it does not, it was no one's hurt and the vehicles can be moved to the side of the road, move them and exchange information and then just go on the best way you can. Is that good advice, even though that's really the law in many states?
I would say probably not the best advice. It's always better to have some type of documentation. It's not always possible that the police department is going to create a report, but at least you'll have some type of paper trail to show that you did in fact get in a collision. Sometimes what happens is insurance carriers will try to deny a claim or liability if there's minor damage involved. So it's just always better to have a paper trail to protect yourself and any other person that may have been in your vehicle at the time the collision occurred.
And generally, I would imagine nowadays, smartphones pop out from every direction.
Absolutely. Your smartphone can become your best piece of evidence. If you're able to and you're not significantly hurt and able to take photographs of the other person's car involved or your own car, the more documentation you can collect from the scene of the collision, the better that it would help not only your claim, but as well as your attorney working on your case.
Now, whether or not you say it on someone's cell phone while they're recording you, maybe with your knowledge, or you even acknowledge, oh, I'm fine, I'm not hurt that much. Injuries surface later, legitimate injuries.
Yeah, they definitely can. You know, after a collision, your body is pumping adrenaline through it, and you may not feel immediately hurt right after the crash happens. And so my best piece of advice is still, you know, go get checked out by a medical professional later that day or even the next few days afterwards if you start to feel like you're having increased symptoms of pain and you're wanting to make sure that you want to get those checked out immediately just to rule out any type of significant injury that could have occurred that you may not have realized at the time the crash happened.
You're listening, Brianna Flowers with the Onder Law Firm. And again, they are a sponsor of this program and News Talk STL, but obviously an expert that we rely on as well. It is not uncommon for folks to show up days later and say they've got an injury, and whether or not it was connected to the accident is the other issue. But some just look at that as they're just ambulance chasing. They're looking for a way to get some money, not compensation they're due, but just get money.
Yeah, it is a very common argument that insurance carriers or adjusters will try to make. But the best thing that you can do is if you feel like you are stuck in that position is to, you know, obviously give us a call or, you know, work with your insurance carrier and notifying them about the accident, reporting it promptly, making sure that you're keeping a log of everything that happened, who you spoke to, important witnesses, or anything that really can help you with the claim process, and then also as well as help your attorney.
Now, what about if the insurance company or representing the other party says, look, let's just settle this. Here's some paperwork.
Yeah, you always want to make an informed decision when you get anything from an insurance company. Even your own insurance company can sometimes get you to try to settle out your claim for a lot less lower of a value than what your claim may be worth. So you want to make sure that you're focusing on, one, safety after the collision, two, documenting everything that you can from the scene of the collision, three, seeking medical attention and getting evaluated promptly and properly, and then also making informed decisions before signing anything at all. And, you know, just remember that before you even sign anything, it's always best to have an attorney to look over that paperwork to make sure that, you know, they're not trying to trap you or back you into a corner.
Now, speaking of that, what have you seen from clients you've dealt with, obviously without any names attached, instances that should raise flags in other ways?
I would say the biggest thing are, you know, prominent in the St. Louis area would be hit and run collisions. It's not always possible to get the license plate from the other driver that could have hit you and run off. Those ones, you just definitely want to make sure that you are contacting your insurance carrier promptly and then still contacting the police to get a police report and document that a collision did in fact occur. Some people think that they may just be able to drive off after the other driver, you know, hits them and runs away. However, always make sure that you're getting something to document that a collision in fact did happen.
I know the... That will protect you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step in. I was getting ready to say, I know the severity of the accident could apply to this question, but is there a general time length these things can be worked out with lawyers and the insurance company to the resolution for everyone's satisfaction?
You know, Larry, it really just depends. There's a lot of different variables that go into how long a claim can take to be resolved with the insurance carrier. And a lot of those factors are contributed to how long a person may have to receive and obtain medical treatment, the severity of those injuries, whether or not the insurance carrier and adjuster wants to negotiate in good faith with the attorney and the client, and then as well as whether or not we even have to file a lawsuit on behalf of the client. So it really just depends. Fortunately enough, in the state of Missouri, you get 5 years to file a lawsuit, so we have ample enough time to try to get the claim resolved. And if we can't get it resolved with the insurance carrier and adjuster, then we always work with the client and make sure that they're comfortable with filing a lawsuit on their behalf.
And where does Illinois stand?
Illinois, you have 2 years to file a lawsuit on behalf of a claim that arises out of a motor vehicle accident.
And the idea is to get every paper, the paperwork either in Illinois or Missouri filed within those time frames. That doesn't mean the case is resolved. It's just that you've got the claim filed.
It is when you have the lawsuit filed to preserve the statute of limitations. So that's how long you have to file it with the court system. A lot of claims are resolved in the pre-litigation stage is what we call it, and that's when we're working with the insurance carrier and the adjuster. However, it's not always guaranteed that we'll be able to get it done in that pre-litigation standpoint, and that's why we have the ability to file a lawsuit on behalf of the client with the court system.
One final question in the last 30 seconds is there a set fee for taking on such claims, or are you looking at contingencies?
So our firm charges a flat fee of 33 1/3%. So 1/3 of any lump sum settlement that is recovered on behalf of the client. That will never change if we have to file a lawsuit on behalf of the client. It will always remain the same as the 33 1/3%. The good thing about working on a contingency basis with Ondra Law is that if we don't get paid, or if you don't get paid, we don't get paid. So we never charge any upfront costs to our clients or potential clients. So we only get paid if we're successful in obtaining a settlement on behalf of our clients.
Brianna, thank you very much for your time. Brianna Flowers with Ondra Law.
Thanks, Larry. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bet. Coming up, Scott Pelley on CBS News Ethics or Not.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Ondra Law, they know Ondra is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Ondra Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Ondra wins. Ondra, ONDRA, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington
takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
There was a thumb on the scale for the president's version of events that I felt was a level of political influence that I had never seen in 37 years at CBS News.
That is Scott Pelley talking about a thumb on the scale from the president in the White House. He's talking about Joe Biden. Oh, my bad. He's not talking about Joe Biden. He's talking about President Trump. He's ignoring everything the Biden administration has been caught doing and being, at this point, documented. Creating and assisting, promoting the Russian hoax collusion. Knowing damn well it was a Hillary Clinton political tricks campaign. That was told directly to Obama. And then Vice President Biden, and then FBI Director Comey, and then Attorney General Lynch by Clapper inside the White House. They all were told that in the Oval Office. And already been admitted during the Biden administration that, yeah, we were contacting Google, like referenced during COVID, telling them, don't put that up. That's hearsay, and it may frighten people, and it's wrong information. They were already controlling. And I do not see or nor hear Pelley talking about the bias that was being pushed onto the American people by the leftists at that time. I've had a high regard for Scott Kelly, Pelley, I should say, and CBS 60 Minutes. But if there's a saying, and I heard one man say it directly one time, in particular to his own personal failings. He said, I spent 30 years building my career, my reputation, and I burned it down in 30 seconds. Once you break that level of trust, you never, never get it back. There's always going to be the question, as rightly there should be. Monday today, Prime Minister Netanyahu said he was calling off planned strikes in Lebanon at the request of President Trump. According to the way Yahoo News reports it, Trump had called the prime minister crazy and accused him of being ungrateful. And then you got other sources reporting it in different ways as well. But there is something to keep in mind that is raising more questions about our alliance with Israel. And I am 100% behind Israel. But even the prime minister has concerns about Shin Bet. Shin Bet is their inside the Mossad agency operatives. They are authorized to broadly invade privacy by wiretapping anyone with the prime minister's approval. It is far beyond the Patriot Act in this nation. Shin Bet, Israel's domestic security agency,
operates under extreme secrecy and legally exempt from standard public disclosure and judicial oversight. They have been maintaining a vast database of citizen communication investigations. But now there's another story and a concern. That Shin Bet had been involved in other Israeli operatives in our nation planting listening devices or other tracking devices inside Secret Service vehicles. The U.S. intelligence now raising an alarm about Israel's, as they call it, unhinged spying on the U.S. senior negotiators in the peace talks with Iran. So according to some of the reports out now, Israel's been eavesdropping on Steve Witkoff, our chief negotiator, and the Pentagon's top policy official at the same time, and a senior Middle East policy advisor. Now, these are all allegations, but it's backed by numerous sources. It does not make it right. Keep that in mind. One would be NBC, which, again, I would not immediately give them credit for telling you the truth all the time. But here's the way it's written by Gordon the Bold, NBC News. Reading directly. The Pentagon is increasingly concerned about Israel ramping up its spying on the U.S., recently raising the counter-intel threat level from America's top ally in the Middle East to the highest level. And they say that's according to two U.S. officials, one former U.S. official. And again, no names being put out. And they continue to say the Pentagon's Defense Intel Agency in recent weeks issued the new counter-intel threat assessment amid rising tensions between Israel and the U.S. over how the war is going with Iran. The writer continues stating that the DIA, the Department of Intelligence, Defense Intelligence Agency, did post an internal message viewed by one of the current officials that raised the level for Israel to critical. Now, what's going on here? Are they actually doing some of this spying on us? We have been caught, if you remember, spying on the Germans in the past. Not talking about during World War II. Talking about well since then. And in other countries. Everyone has their spy agency in operation. One source quoted by NBC said that top U.S. officials take extra care when traveling to Israel, sometimes using burner phones, old computers, and so forth. The Vice President of Defense and Security Department, the only one being quoted, says Israel has become, quote, hyper-aggressive intelligence against us. And you do recall, if you don't, let me remind you, in 1980, Israel had a rift with D.C. when a U.S. Navy intel analyst, Jonathan Pollard, was found to have sold suitcases of top secret documents to Israel, now serving 30 years in prison. That information is public. That's not from NBC. You can get it anywhere. There's a military publication, militarydaily.com, that says the same thing, similar to what we were saying about NBC. The Pentagon Defense Intelligence Agency elevating Israel's counter-intel threat designation to critical, the highest level in the system. They're not disclosing the exact date of the change, but they've didn't make it public over the weekend, June 6th, D-Day. And this comes as Congress is considering legislation that would expand defense technology cooperation between the U.S. and Israel. The White House and Israel all denying the allegations. which I would expect, if it were true, they would deny them. And certainly if not true, they would deny them. Is someone trying to make Israel an enemy of the U.S.? Yes, many are, and they constantly do so. We have done survey after survey reported on Larry Connors USA of how many Americans support what Israel has been doing to try to wipe out Hamas and other terrorist actions. And just today I was sharing still another report that was saying a vast majority of young people surveyed felt that what Israel did to Hamas following the October 7 attacks was unwarranted. And in fact, beyond what was needed. Some of these surveys, you have to keep in mind, if they're done proper, they might actually be giving you some insight. But if they're not done properly, if they're done with a slant in mind, they're going to achieve that. There are a lot in the world, in the Middle East and elsewhere, and in our nation, who want us to pull away from Israel. I cannot tell you if these allegations are fact or fiction. But I do know they're out there, and I think you should pay attention to them as well. And when you start looking at where we are in this nation, we think we have beat woke in many ways, but over the weekend it became apparent we weren't beating them. And I'll get into that in more detail as we move forward. But there's something else to keep in mind. We have, in this nation right now, a battle going on a constant basis, as you're well aware, of credibility with any of the press operations. But when I tell you that the Chicago Bears might be moving out of Chicago, out of state, would you believe me? Well, those are the reports, and it's enough for Governor Pritzker to say, don't bet on it.
Is my face straight? Okay. All right, keep a straight face here. The Bears belong in the city of Chicago. The Chicago Bears belong in the city of Chicago, right? And I've said repeatedly that the door is always open for conversations, you know, and, you know, Kevin Warren did call me yesterday. We didn't get a chance to connect, you know, and I still firmly believe that their best position is in Chicago, and it's evidence. The evidence is clearly speaking for itself.
Well, there's Governor Pritzker saying we're going to keep them. But that's not a done deal yet. And just when you think that maybe we're beginning to get out from under the wokeness, the Tonys, I'm sure you did not bother watching over the weekend. Pink, the entertainer named Pink, was saying our trans siblings lost even more rights this last year. And a perfect example of how they supposedly are losing rights is because we're simply saying there are only two genders. And we're trying to stop children from being pulled into the mechanism that's going to have them lose perfectly good body parts so they can, quote, feel better about themselves. When in fact, we don't know that that's happening at all. In fact, for the most part, we see that it is hurting these children. But you know how bad it's gotten now? Marvel Comics has a She-Hulk star. A She-Hulk star. Pushing all trans ideologies and supporting Palestinians. And DC Comics announcing the introduction of a transgender version of Wonder Woman for Pride Month. the comic books that your kids are picking up, they're not built around humor now. They're built around propaganda. There's a new Steven Spielberg movie coming out called Disclosure Day. And he's making this statement. Now, you could say this is just a tease. But in his belief, he says, once they see my new movie, Christians will question their faith. The believers will be deeply affected and question their faith. One of the questions is, God, our God, only on this planet? Well, I don't know that, but that does not affect my faith. But I will assure you, my faith is not going to be swayed by any movie, nor should yours. As always, I thank you for listening. Glad to have the opportunity to join you during this hour. If you missed any part of this program, it will replay this evening from 6 to 8. Let your family and friends, even your enemies, know. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.